This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, be careful if you're out there. I'm looking at the road report, and all of North Dakota has some level of difficulty. There's very little areas of the state that are actually normal driving conditions. So wherever you're listening throughout North Dakota, let us know what you're facing. Love to let our listeners know firsthand reports. So if you are out on the highways or around town and finding particularly difficult areas of travel today, give us a ring, would you, at 800-228-0550. If you're able to, maybe you've safely arrived at your destination and you want to pass something along, or you're stopped somewhere, you're seeing something you want to pass along, please do. It looks like the toughest area remains the northwest corner of the state. In fact, District 1, let's see, your District 8 schools are closed today. That's Williston. Icy conditions, no travel advisory, so they've just shut down schools there altogether. Divide County schools are going to start up at 10 this morning, so most of the impact to other things is happening out there. Everywhere else is just slowing everybody down. So a lot of icy conditions out there with this switch in the weather from what was darn near spring over the weekend. Wow! Unbelievable. To obviously colder temps had rolled in, and that causes a little bit of havoc. So whatever you're finding out there weather-wise, love to have your first-hand reports today on the program. So just let us know, okay? 800-228-0550. What is on your mind on this Monday? What is on your mind? Couple of guests coming up on the program. Lynn Helms will be here at the bottom of the hour. Lynn joins us monthly to go over the director's cut. That is the number crunching he does with the most recent numbers available for oil and gas production in North Dakota, flaring and all the rest. Obviously, the big story right now in the oil industry is what will the price of oil mean in the way of slowdowns in oil and gas exploration. And Lynn Helms is going to know that firsthand. So we'll look forward to rolling through that a little bit with him today on all of the numbers and welcoming your calls, questions, or comments. Next hour, at the bottom of next hour, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will join us. A little bit of an exit interview. She, of course, a longtime titanium spine, rock solid conservative member of the United States House of Representatives, leaving after, is it six terms, four terms? I forget how long she'd been there, but started as a state legislator in Minnesota and have been in Congress, of course, presidential candidate. And there's reports that her last White House Christmas party as a member of Congress, rather than just do the, aren't the hors d'oeuvres wonderful kind of conversation with the President of the United States, says to President Obama, you know, you need to do something about the Iranian government getting a nuke, and you better take out their nuclear facilities, or this is going to be your legacy. She just loved this woman. I mean, she does not get up every day wanting to be loved. She gets up every day standing up for what she believes in, and takes a boatload of ridicule as part of it. But boy, I tell you, if there were more people in this world that just stood up the way she stands up, regardless of your beliefs, just, you know, being unafraid of what people think of you, but just say, here's what I believe, and I'm not going to be a wallflower about it, I think the world would be a better place. The United States would be a better place. So I applaud her for doing that, and she's getting a bunch of ridicule on it, and, you know, the subject of all kinds of jokes and everything else, and you'd expect that. So anyway, we'll chat with her next hour as well. In the meantime, I want to find out what's on your mind. Situation that we're watching in Australia right now. ISIS evidently has some ties to an Iranian refugee who is holding hostage a bunch of people in a cafe in Australia. And it's like 2 in the morning right now in Australia. This is still going on. But they know who the gunman is. They know he has ties to ISIS. A few of the hostages have escaped safely, but this is a mess. You may remember in Australia, that is the place that recently, a plot was thwarted to randomly pull people off the street and just behead them. So ISIS has a foothold in Australia, and I happen to believe this is their proving ground you know, what can happen there, and what can how can they take it elsewhere? And now it's, you know, holding a cafe hostage. So that's an ongoing situation we'll keep an eye on as we go throughout the program today. Okay? Here's something I hope's not on your mind. I hope you haven't taken the bait on the torture reports. I usually try and watch the Sunday shows just because you get a good idea of what's moving Washington. And the whole darn kit and caboodle this weekend was the torture report. Now, here's the thing that is just driving me crazy about this torture report. First of all, this was something we did post 9/11, immediately after 9/11, faced with a threat. We weren't even really sure how big, how wide, what, you know, are there other attacks planned? What's coming after this, okay? There were four individuals that were waterboarded, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 plus times. I think if I remember correctly, it's four individuals, 140 times total. So we've used this waterboarding technique 140 times on four different individuals. We've since said, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. Right? And so this is ancient history. And now we're retracing all this ground. Why? Because Dianne Feinstein sees the power of the Democrats slipping away in the U.S. Senate. They've lost the Senate, and so she wants to get this pot shot out at the CIA. She hates the CIA before she leaves office. And right on cue, the national media is breathlessly reporting all this stuff like it's new. There's nothing new here. The only thing that's new is a very biased report by Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Going out there and trying to, and basically putting out a one-sided report. One side, they wouldn't even interview anybody that was accused. They didn't, anything other than a one-sided report written solely by Democrats. None of the people involved, any of the folks accused, were interviewed. Didn't do any hearings, didn't ask for any statements from them. They just wanted to make their indictment and didn't want any contradictions in it. Well, that's fine, but it's all politics. It's just pure politics. I mean, the fact that we're taking up one inch of newspaper space on this, 1 minute of network news time on it, and I guess, a fair amount of time here on this program. I was gone last week, thankfully, out in New York City, avoiding this circus with some great farmers and ranchers and North Dakota Farm Bureau members on a little holiday tour of a great city, which is, by the way, great fun. Enjoyed it a great deal. So I avoided some of the talk radio time on it, but I couldn't believe it. I got a snoot full of it yesterday and thought, you're kidding me. But let's just take a step back. There's nothing new here. This has already been debated, over and over and over again. Very easy as we sit here now in 2014 to look back on the hours, days, months right after 9/11, 13, 14 years ago and say, oh, yeah. Should have done it this way, should have done it that way. I think it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So I had to get that off my chest because I hope that's not on your mind today. But if it is, we'll talk about it because we do ask the question, what's on your mind, for a very important reason. The Senate passed the same version of the spending bill that the House did. That avoids a shutdown there. I don't know that this is being reported all that well either, to tell you the truth. Nothing should surprise you there, but I think the thing that has everybody concerned right now is what the president did on amnesty and what the House and the Senate have both done has said we're going to only fund the Department of Homeland Security through the first part of 2015 so we can get control of both the House and the Senate and get in and actually do some things to stop that, number one. Number two, all the other funding follows a funding reduction agreed to, so they're reducing spending. Not as much as any of us would like, but it does follow a path, and it only funds the government through 2015, allowing Republicans to take control of both of the House and the Senate and fight on firmer ground. All right? I think it makes sense. I really do. I think it makes perfect sense, and the Senate went along with it this weekend. I know some folks are outraged by it, but again, we have to deal with the reality that the current makeup of the United States government is one branch of government, that'd be the executive branch in Democratic hands. You know, you've got the judicial branch basically in Democratic hands. And you have, congressional branch split between Republicans and Democrats until next year. So it's more tools in the toolbox and fight. I think it makes some sense. So that's something that happened over the weekend. What else have we got? University of North Dakota is trying to unite groups in the passionate nickname debate. Is that possible? Is that possible to unite groups in the passionate nickname debate, especially when it comes to replacing the Fighting Sioux name? I am on the camp. Just leave it on the sidelines. Just let it simmer. Just take a powder on picking a new name. Give it some time. That's my take, but welcome yours on that particular issue. Adrian Peterson says, you know what, I might just retire. Talking about trying out for the Olympics, even. It's literally taking his ball and going home because of the decision that he is, his appeal was overruled. And another question we have on Facebook here shortly. Who's your person of the year? Not nationally, not Time Magazine, in North Dakota. We want to know. That's not what's on my mind. What's on yours? Call us.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Family Alliance as you celebrate with family and friends, rejoicing and sharing in the traditions that bring us together during this special season, a season of joy, celebrating the birth of Jesus when God became man. Here's hoping you can spend time with family by sharing a presence, enjoying that special meal, playing those fun games, just being together, sharing the love that we have because He came 2,000 years ago. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the North Dakota Family Alliance.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Some Christmas bumpers on here for crying out loud. We're a week and a half away from Christmas. I think it's time to switch gears. Are you kind of person that just likes to switch it all off in the way of regular music and go to Christmas music? My wife is. She's a 24/7. I need a little mix. I need a little of both. Otherwise, I end up getting kind of tired of the Christmas music by the time Christmas rolls around. But we usually start a little earlier than this. But I think we're due to change. Due to switch up here. And you know, play some Christmas classics. Back on the program, we call What's On Your Mind, and have at it, folks. I gave you a couple of things to think about here today. Have you got a North Dakota Person of the Year? Anybody we should name North Dakota Person of the Year? Time Magazine never fails to disappoint most years. The old Ebola one was a little odd this year. By the way, where'd that whole crisis go anyway? Her hair was on fire. Now it's completely disappeared. I guess time's trying to revive it. But 800-228-0550, 800-225-0550, 1-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. From this point forward, we're switching to the Christmas bumpers. So get ready. We are in the Christmas spirit. By the way, the situation in Australia is taking a turn now. Some more hostages have left, and some gunshot has been overheard. It's 2 in the morning in Sydney, and this has been going on for a while. Let's see what we can find out here.
Let's just bring you pictures from earlier. This was the scene that 15 minutes ago, just outside this cafe. 5 hostages fleeing from the building. This gentleman here,
jolted up, and people rushed,
bringing himself forward to the police. He lays spread-eagled on the floor as police check him over. It's been a very dramatic 15 minutes where this hostage situation, into its 16th hour, is clearly drawn to a conclusion. There's been a series of explosions. We heard rapid gunfire just a few moments ago. We're just moving away from the live pictures for a few moments while we establish exactly what's happened in that building. But clearly, events on the ground have moved at a pace now.
They are moving at a pace, and we are not showing the live feed in order to protect the sensibilities of our audience. It is unfolding extremely rapidly. There have been, we can see evidence of medical attention being given to one or two individuals, including heart massage. Is going on in the background, on the outskirts, on the perimeter of this operation that got underway just as those, just moments after these hostages managed to escape or were released. We will be bringing an edited version of those pictures to our viewers as soon as we are able to.
So we've got hostages receiving medical treatment outside the building. This again is Sydney, Australia. 16 hours, a cafe was captured, and patrons of the cafe were held hostage in Australia over the last 16 hours, and just in the last few minutes is evidently resolved. There are people injured, at least, because they've been taking people on stretchers. Evidently, the hostages all the hostages are out now, and armed gunmen have swarmed the incident, and the only thing we really know is that this is an Iranian with ties to ISIS. That's done this, but this has been gripping the international news scene so far today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What are you talking about, Chris?
The spending question.
Oh, the spending question, yes. I mentioned earlier that the Senate over the weekend went along with what the House did on the spending bill. Wanted your take on that. Spent a little time about it on Friday. By the way, Congressman Cramer will join us for a full hour on Talk Radio Town Hall this week. We're also going to invite Senator Hovind to talk about it as well. Here's what some of you are saying about that. Question we put up on Facebook. Do you agree with Republicans in the Senate and House who passed a spending bill funding the government, decided to wait until they have a majority in both the House and the Senate to fight and to fund Obama administration policies they disagree with? It's a question for you, our audience, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and our Facebook audience as well. Tony says, dirty little secret, they have no intention of killing Obamacare. Political theater. Ryan says, should have shut down the government. Well, most of it is already shut down for a good part of December anyway. Chris says, whatever, Republicrats. Kenny has posted a milk carton. The milk carton is Republican milk toast. Great F, liberalized, total waste of voter mandate. And then on the side of the mail carton, it says, have you seen me? Missing. Last seen in the Congress. Let me translate Kenny's post for you, this photo. He disagrees. Dan says, I heard someone this past weekend say they always claim that the time is not right to fight. In a month or 2 months, it'll be a better time. This is what I think, too. John Boehner's not willing to fight for us. He's wanting to look statesmanlike to appease the liberal media and the moderates. I think true Republicans will never have their voice in Congress or the White House. The conservative view is too much one that wants people to have self-determination and freedom. Government and elected officials are so full of their own sense of righteousness, they forget that they were elected this past election by conservatives who care about our nation and sovereignty, not the bottom feeders who live off the hard work and success of their neighbor while doing absolutely nothing themselves. Ben says, easy for some of you to say, just shut down the government, as we have families and bills to pay as well. Bonnie says, shut the entire federal government down. Kenny says, that's the chance you take when you're part of the system. Lucas says, Ted Cruz can't even get a majority of Republicans to vote his bill, stating Obama amnesty is unlawful. Republicans are wholly owned by the chamber and their open border buddies. They don't want anti-amnesty legislation. The American electorate was flat out lied to this past election. Vote third party until these establishment turncoats die off. Well, I would say this. To me, the proof in all of that criticism will be what happens when Republicans actually take control. I think we've got to be careful to expect all this to happen, boom, snap of a finger, lightning quick. All right? I don't think there's any doubt that the electoral mandate was stop Obama. No question about it. We don't like what he's doing. Stop it, okay? Well, you can't really stop it until you get the fruits of the election and your labor, and that is the Republican Senate and those numbers and a strengthened majority in the House. They don't have that until January, okay? So I don't think it's a bad thing to do some short-term funding and then fight with all the tools you now have in your tool chest. I really don't. Now, if they get there and they're all Pollyanna and say, well, we really couldn't do it with the majority, and he still has to sign the bills and more excuse making, then I'll be with you. I'll be with you in the criticism, but it seems to me that we're expecting all this to happen. Look, this is a mess. This is a mess. And the mess is not going to be fixed. Lickety split 10 seconds down the road. It's not. As much as we'd like it to be. John and Annette, I'm going to give you 30 seconds because that's all the time I have before the break. What's on your mind? Make it good in half a minute, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking. Well, it sounds like it's hard for you to justify what they did. And you keep saying, well, they don't get the Senate until January. But they could have passed just enough to get them to February or March or whatever.
Well, that's what they did on amnesty. On the rest, they funded it through September. Let's talk later, John.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work, it's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace, it's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person. And that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Music. See, we flipped the switch now, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, one and all. Welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. Lynn Helms will join us in just a moment. He is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We're going to do our own radio version of the Director's Cut, which we do monthly here on the program. Look forward to that conversation coming up. Here's a call that came in during the break. In the meantime,
hi, this is Fred from Bismarck, and I'm just wondering, how come Hillary's not out there talking about this torture thing? Where is she, and why isn't she saying, what difference does it make now anyway? Just wondering. Have a good day. Bye.
We'll try and get Hillary on to answer your question, but I'm guessing to play that card wouldn't exactly enhance her presidential aspirations. That'd be my guess. Just so you know, Lynn Helms is here, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, doing well, Scott. It's nice to be back. A little bit icy this morning.
It is. Take you a little longer to get to the shop today?
In fact, it did, yes.
Yes, all of us. All of us going a little slow. Just
have to slow down and get there instead of hurrying and not getting there.
We're going to crunch some numbers with you and appreciate you joining us as you always do to walk through these director's cut numbers. By the way, any questions for Lynn are certainly welcome as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before we get to, you know, line by line here, give me an overview. What, price of oil, a world commodity, has you know, the entire world talking right now, watching energy stocks and seeing this free fall, for lack of a better term, that's happened. What's the impact on North Dakota so far?
Sure. Well, we've actually got three things probably putting some downward pressure on oil and gas activity in North Dakota. One, of course, being commodity price, biggest one. And then there are a couple of regulatory pressures, and I guess I got responsibility for that, one being gas capture. And the other being the new order on oil conditioning. But price, the big factor, North Dakota sweet crude this morning posted at $39.50. We haven't been at that price in just about 6 years. So this is a enormous drop over a very short period of time. And that means only the four core counties in the Bakken stay economic at that point. You're talking Williams, Mound Trail, Dunn, and McKenzie County. Everything outside of there is not going to attract capital investment at those kind of oil prices.
explain for our listeners the difference between the number we hear often reported in the news, and that's the WTI benchmark of oil and Bakken crude.
Sure. WTI price is quoted at Cushing, Oklahoma, so that's the price you can get for the barrel once it arrives at Cushing, Oklahoma, which is North America's trading hub. There's close to 50 million barrels of storage there at Cushing, and it can feed refineries virtually anywhere in the country from there. And North Dakota price, leaving the wellhead, is typically 10 to 15% below that, just because of distance and transportation. We have a nearby large refinery over in St. Paul, Minnesota, that posts a North Dakota sweet price. And because quite a few North Dakota barrels leave the state by rail and get to better markets, price usually runs 5 to 10% above that Flint Hills, North Dakota sweet. So, but Flint Hills, North Dakota sweet is the number that we have tracked for all of time, and so we stick with that because it gives us a good historical account of where we're at. So we are at six-year lows in terms of North Dakota oil prices.
And the trigger that is part of the extraction tax is based on what number?
That is based on that Cushing, Oklahoma, West Texas intermediate price. And at the time, there was a $2.50 basis difference. So if you take that WTI price minus $2.50, you know where we're at with regards to the trigger. So as of this morning, we're at $61.32, and the first tax exemptions trigger in at $55. So we still got $6 of difference between the trigger price and the price where some tax exemptions start to trigger in to support oil and gas drilling activity out there.
But the producers in North Dakota in the Bakken are getting the Bakken price, not the WTI price.
That's right. Yeah, they're getting North Dakota Bakken price. So when you look at WTI, they're getting 10 to 15% below that. Just because of the distance to market from where we sit.
Now, you have two schools of thought out there. One, that the sky is falling here, and this is a horrible, awful thing, and this is going to mean a dramatic slowdown. And others that, wait a minute, there's been so much invested. This is a long-haul play, and this is a bump in the road. Which school of thought are you out of?
Well, I guess I'm closer to your second school of thought, Scott. Been talking for years about the fact that we are going to have above average and below average years as we work through this Bakken play. When you're dealing with something that has a 20 to 25 year development plan behind it, you know there are going to be some low commodity price years and years where things pull back and slow down. Typically, when you look back over 30 years of history, the harder oil prices fall, the quicker that they come back. So perhaps, you know, we're all hoping that that's the story behind this one, that it looks a lot like what happened in 08 and 09 when we saw enormous price drops and rig count drops. But 9 months later, we were back to pre-drop activity.
Yeah, so the real question is, how long is this going to last, which nobody can answer, right? I mean, what does your gut tell you in that regard?
Yeah, that's exactly. Nobody can really answer that question, how long it's going to last, but it is causing just as much pain within the OPEC ranks and for Russia, maybe more than it is for North American producers. And typically, these kind of lower commodity prices tend to spur consumption, especially in Asia, and that's been the big battle, is who gets the market share in Asia. So that's really what Saudi Arabia is after. We're talking about a world that consumes between 88 and 90 million barrels of crude oil a day, and the current overproduction is somewhere around 700,000 to a million a day, so it's 1% in that neighborhood. It doesn't take a big change in the demand curve to eat all that up and bring prices back to the sweet spot for Bakken producers.
Two companies have publicly said we're dialing back our our rig count and our investment, Oasis Petroleum and Emerald Oil. Obviously every company does this differently. Are you hearing from all companies? Is there anybody that's just staying the course? on this, or what are you hearing individually from companies? Are others doing the same as Oasis and Emerald, just not telling us, or what's happening?
Well, we've talked to, I guess, now six of the operators that operate a significant number of rigs. All of them are dialing back. No one else to the extent that Oasis is. That's the largest drop or projected decrease in rig count of any company that we've heard from. But everybody is looking at a 2 to 3 to 5 rig decrease for 2015. All building contingency plans, if it's a short-term blip in the oil price, they'll come back to their 190 rig count numbers, but they're all talking about dialing back 2, 3, 5 rigs.
So September's rig count was 193, October was 191, November 188. Where are we at today, and where do you see it going, Lynn?
Well, we're at 182 today, and based on the conversations that we've been having with operators, there are probably another 30 or so drilling rigs that could be idled over the first 6 months. Companies are not going to pay money to get out of drilling contracts. Well, they've structured their drilling contracts so they can do what they call laddering down. As those contracts expire, they can idle that rig. And so that would take about 6 months to reduce that rig count an additional 30. So we could see a rig count in the mid-150s, 150 to 155 drilling rigs operating. I want to remind everybody that's still above the 1981 peak, so that's still a very robust oil and gas industry in western North Dakota, but nothing what we had expected for $85 or $90 oil, of course.
And October did come off a little bit from September on the barrels per day, right?
It did. First time in 8 months that we didn't set a new production record, so we had a 4,000 barrel a day decrease from September to October. Most of that, I think, we can attribute to gas capture plans. That was the first month when the flaring reduction goals kicked in, and so a significant number of companies left wells uncompleted, didn't frack the wells, because they wanted to make sure they came in under that gas capture goal of 74%. That may have turned out good for them because they didn't produce their oil at low oil prices. We'll just have to wait and see. But we hit 650 wells that have been drilled and not fracked at this point. So there's a big inventory out there that will help us to sustain, maybe even grow production a little bit. I think that's important to point out. You know, Oasis talked about reducing rig count from 16 to 6, but those 6 rigs are going to operate in their very best area, so they're still expecting a 5 to 10% production growth in 2015.
Yeah, so in other words, even the rig count coming down doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a dramatic or equal drop in the production of barrels per day. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. Yep.
So where do you see that going? If you're talking down to 150 rigs over 6 months, assuming the price environment stays the same, how far does the production drop?
Well, actually, at that rig count, we can sustain production. I don't think that we see, you know, a significant drop in production. It kind of depends on what they do with their completion crews. This whole thing has changed in the last year, Scott, as you know, to where the cost to drill the well is actually less than the cost to frack it and bring it on production. So the rig count is a good barometer, but it's not the best barometer. It depends on what they do with their completions.
Makes sense. All right, more with Lynn Helms, the Department of Mineral Resources Director, our guest. Crunching the numbers on the director's cut. After we take a short break, any questions or comments for him are welcome at 701-258-0550. More after this timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Christmas is for fun with the family. At Chase Sound the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota invites you to come on out anytime between December 16th and 27th and take advantage of a great special. Listen to this deal. Three nights in a classic two-bedroom condo, only $349. Or two nights in a classic hotel room, just $169. That's right. Three nights, $349. Two nights, $169. A great deal for Christmas. And ring in 2016 with the perfect package. Stay anytime between December 30th and January 2nd to get in on this classic package, including lodging, New Year's celebration kit complete with champagne, souvenir glasses, party favors, and more. It's a two-night minimum and one great deal. New Year's Eve music provided by the Jason Paulson Band. Lodging, activities going on all week, and the New Year's celebration kit. Two-night packages start at just $329. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book your reservation now or online at chaseonthelake.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I'm not so sure. Over the weekend, it was starting to look like spring, but I guess it's back now. Continuing our conversation with Lynn Helms, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, on What's on Your Mind Today. I'm Scott Hinn and Todd Mitchell under the weather again with the flu. He's out for at least a couple more days. So we're rooting for Todd to be back off the mat very soon. Lynn, let's talk about a couple of things you mentioned earlier were having some additional impact into the slowdown, and that is the flaring. First of all, on the flaring front, by all accounts, we got some progress here, right? I mean, you have industry that deserves an attaboy in the fact that flaring continues to come down, right?
I think they certainly do. This is a success by any measure. As you know, we spent the first 6 months of this year trying to figure out a way to reduce flaring. And the goal was in October to get the gas capture up above 74%. We had been as low as 62%. Well, on a statewide average, industry hit 78% capture in October. 79% outside Fort Berthold and even 75% on Fort Berthold Reservation. So that whole rework of flaring reductions and gas capture plans and discussions with midstream companies and investment there is really working. We've invented a whole new way of approaching flaring, and industry should be commended, and I think other states should take a look at regulatory-wise what we came up with. Having said all that, that's probably the number two cause for the 4,000 barrel a day decrease in October production. I'm guessing it's two-thirds price and a little less than a third gas capture or flaring reduction kicking in.
And a new regulation, some in the industry have called overregulation, is coming on oil conditioning standards, which you anticipate will slow things down even further, right?
Yes, there's going to be a cost to that, Scott. The oil conditioning, obviously the most efficient way for industry to do it is there at the well site, and that's what this Industrial Commission order requires. But even if you do it the most efficient way, our cost estimate is somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million across the Bakken play to implement it, capital dollars, and then an ongoing cost of in the neighborhood of 10 cents per barrel of oil in order to achieve that. It will significantly enhance the safety of crude moving by rail, but it's not the only or the biggest part of that. The biggest part, of course, is railroad track maintenance and rail cars.
Would it make any sense, given that there'll be some significant impacts from the reductions here, to have any temporary easement in some of that regulation, given the fact that it's contributing, by your numbers, about one-third to the slowdown, or is that just it is what it is?
Well, Scott, we've actually got a case on the December docket, which will be our first consideration of some relief on that gas capture, and we'll have more on the January docket. I think the overall goal of the commission is to grant some relief if there's a long-term payback on it. So, for example, the case that's on the December docket, companies talking about the need for some temporary October-November relief, but what the state gets out of it is a brand-new gas plant up and running in December that can process pretty close to 50 million cubic feet a day. So that's the kind of trade-off that we're looking for. And certainly is something that can be done based on the way that gas capture program was structured as field rules, so it can be looked at field by field.
John in Grand Forks has a question for Lynn Helms. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I pardon my ignorance. The extraction tax from the state, is that based on the price of oil or the amount of production of oil barrels?
Great question, John. And it is 6.5% of the gross value of the oil when it leaves the well. So it's based on the price of oil, and it's a 6.5% on the gross value.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate the call. No such thing as an ignorant question. By golly, we have Lynn here for a reason.
It's a really complicated industry.
it is. A minute left. Give me your headline of when we chat a month from now, what you expect.
Well, I think when we talk about oil and gas a month from now, we're probably going to still be looking at plateaued production, and we'll see some of those drilling rig counts start to come down as they ladder down those contracts. But I think we'll still be able to maintain production, maybe grow it a little bit next spring. So that's my anticipation, Scott. I think we'll make that 77% gas capture.
More progress in that regard, and then the oil conditioning standard impacts begin as soon as over the next month here, will you start to see those?
Well, those start to come in January 1 through April 1. So this next month, probably a little too early to see any impact from that. But when we start to see the March report, we'll probably see that happening.
All right. And, Len, appreciate your time very much joining us to run through these numbers monthly after your director's cut. Thanks for the time today, as always, and we'll chat again soon.
Glad to be here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody at the Department of Mineral Resources. Len Helms, our newsmaker on What's On Your Mind. Michelle Bachmann, bottom of next hour, retiring member of the United States Congress, who's been tireless in her defense of the conservative cause. In the meantime, What's On Your Mind? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.